Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Marnie Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio podcast and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Marnie Young, and I have got an exciting guest for you today, Andre Parati. Andre is a relationship coach and an NLP coach, and we are going to be talking on the topic of how to build a healthy, fulfilling, long-term relationship. And I know that you guys want to stick around to hear what we are going to be talking about, because I will tell you, it's very, very rare that you have healthy, fulfilled, long-term relationships. So stick around so that Andre can share with you some of the tricks and strategies to make that happen. Welcome, Andre.
Hi, good morning. Welcome. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, happy to have our conversation. Happy to have you here. Awesome. All right. So let me give you a short bio on Andre. Andre Parati is a relationship coach, NLP coach, educator of effective communications, published writer, public speaker, and ordained minister. Ta-da. Andre grew up in Canada, and while on vacation in Los Angeles, he was scouted and became a professional dancer. He has danced with legends, including Michael Jackson, Prince, Paula Abdul, Julio Iglesias, to name a few. He then attended a workshop called Understanding Women in 2006 and started studying with some of the biggest relationship masters, including Dr. Pat Allen, Dr. Esther Perel, Dr. John Gray, Shante Fieldman, and Alison Armstrong. He started sharing his knowledge with his friends and family. He saw that this knowledge actually helped people lead happier lives with the people they love. He had found his purpose in life, the big calling deep inside him. He then sold his successful auto shop and launched Project Equinox Coaching to help men and women learn to build stronger, long-lasting, and healthy love relationships. And for some clients, he even officiates their wedding, being an ordained minister and all. All right. Okay. Well, you have had a varied background, you know, from dancing and auto body, and now you have become the expert of understanding women. But I want to start off our conversation with a book that I've read. A question about a book that I've read and I still have in my library. You said that you studied under Dr. John Gray, who wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. What did you learn from studying with Dr. Gray about women?
Well, the bulk of his work, you know, has changed since the beginning from Mars and Venus, like men and women differences, you know, like how we respond, act differently, what motivates a woman doesn't motivate a man, vice versa, and all the differences. So he, the beginning of his work was all about that. The past 10 years, though, the bulk of his work became the chemistry of our bodies that creates the behaviors that we do. Right. So estrogen and testosterone and how it affects our physiology. Man, just, you know, he says a man's brain is soaked in testosterone. The structure of his brain is similar to a woman's, but the mechanism is different. It functions under different fuel, which creates all kinds of behaviors, reactions, ways of operating. Hunter brain, conquer, compete, fight, push, penetrate, you know, control everything. That's in hunter brain. That's the paradigm of testosterone chemistry. So that's a lot of his work the past 10 years is all about that, not the innate difference explained through chemistry. And for the lady, the same thing, similar brain, soaked in estrogen, creating a whole different machine, a whole different engine with behaviors, reactions, you know, temperament, blah, 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 blah. So that was the big, like, it's a great, like, way of separating, right? Because in our culture right now, everybody's about equality, equality, equality. And I understand in the beginning, equality was about, you know, the feminist movement, equal rights, equal pay, equal opportunity. Of course, of course, of course. Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Fantastic. But it transgressed, the way I see it, in the past 10 years into equal beings. That the, a man should be more feminine, more feminized, more vulnerable, more talkative, more sweet, more sensitive to be a good man. And that has created a different kinds of problem. A woman should be strong, independent, and powerful at all costs in order for her to be valued and valuable in the world. Well, there's a big, huge price to pay for these shifts that are not natural. You know, these are not natural, but everything I teach is nature and science. It's not my opinion. So if you go back to nature, these things don't work very well. You could, we could do them. We're doing them. But if you consider now that relationships are the hardest thing for people to attain and sustain, where it should be the easiest because we have equality now, right? There's a reason for this. And this is what I teach. This is the stuff that the dissecting of what on paper seems like the right thing to do, the better thing to do, or the modern way to do it. That should make things smoother. And we know that it's a kiss of death, what's happening out there. Like, no one is more miserable. The statistics that women now, especially women, men are about the same somehow. But women in our culture now, the past 15 years, almost 20 years now, actually, are more unhappy than ever in the entire history of mankind.
And it's usually because they can't find a man.
Well, and why is that, right? Back to the same thing I'm talking about earlier. So absolutely, right. Absolutely, absolutely. So that is not working. Nobody's winning here. So, right, this is why I'm so busy. My clients call me after the women call me typically because they're realizing they've been sold a lemon. That's exactly how they put it. Like, this is, I am a badass. I'm strong, independent, and powerful. That gets me up to nowhere with men. Yeah. All I see is men don't ask me out. And if I manage to get a date, he smiles and goes, "Nice to meet you." And I never see him again. I can't get past the first date. What is wrong with me? Right. And this is where the pain comes in. Like, what's wrong with me is where the pain point is for ladies. Like, this. Yeah, well, you're over masculinized. You're too manly for a manly man to want to be part of that. And you end up attracting boys, that I call. Right.
Yeah, so I have so much circle backs in that. Don't go too far so that I can get some circle backs on this. So something jumped into my head a minute ago when you were talking about the man and the woman, right? How the man is the hunter personality with the testosterone and the woman is supposed to be the feminine, but now women are badasses and the man, like the alpha male, wants this feminine woman and it's not working and da da da. So the question I have, is that why there's a rise in lesbians and gay relationships? Because at least there, I don't want us to spend too much time on that, but I just want you to answer if that is the reason that those kind of relationships are blossoming, because at least you've got the same estrogen and testosterone level.
Yeah,
do you believe that?
not the way you think it, I think, if I'm reading your mind a little bit here, right? It's not quite that, because men have always understood men better than their women. And the same with women have always understood each other better than they understand men. But throughout history, that's actually the polarity that brought people together. So it's true. Is not the problem. True. What is happening in our culture, if we're going to peel the onion back? Oh, okay. This is a little bit, again, just wrangle me back if I go too far, but it's a little bit detailed. So back in the 50s and before that, you know, as basically at the turn of the century with the Industrial Revolution, we used to live on farms. We used to live, you know, like not in cities. It was small dwellings. But this, when the Industrial Revolution kicked in, fathers and son, they used to work on the farm together. Fathers who would raise their son to be on the farm, whichever paradigm that was, whatever they cultivated or raised, types of animals, they were all together. So Industrial Revolution, we moved to cities and fathers went to work. Mothers stayed behind. Mm-hmm. And from that time on, this is when what came out of in the 50s, 60s, and prior is that a lot of young kids, boys and girls, would find themselves resenting their absent father.
Mm.
You understand? So, you know, mother was always present, dad was always missing. And when he was, you know, after the end of the day, when he got home, he was tired. So he'd sit and watch TV and absent daddy. And so boys miss on their dad. Girls miss on the protection of their daddy. So everybody's mad at dad, but dad is working 12-hour days. So kind of part of the new system, let's put it this way. So, but there was enough mothering energy. There was enough mother connection as a nest. There was, you know, there was somebody home. The mm-hmm. kids came home to mom. Right. You know what I mean? So that dynamic went well. Dad was complicated. Okay. So fast forward to, you know, 60s, 70s. We decided, women were told that they decided and they wanted to, I get that, but it became this thing where, today, women who don't work feel inferior. They feel that they're slackers, right? So mm-hmm. we've now empowered women to the point where they pride themselves in their career, their business, their money, going to mm-hmm. work like men.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened, this is psychology of our country, or what's happening in our society right now, is that before men were all, the daddies always missing, now the mothers also are missing. So we have kids coming home, you know, to an empty house.
Yes.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they have the key around their necks kind of thing.
Right.
Mother is not present. There's no nurturing energy in the house. There's no nurturing energy anywhere. There's no mom. There's no dad. You know, I have a client, her 3 months old. This is her sister's kid. The sister's 3 months old baby is in daycare full time.
Wow.
So we know what happens. This is terrible. But what happens when you don't attach, connect, make a connection with your child, they grow up and like literally almost incapable to make healthy bonds with adults, right? Mm. So when you abandon your children to the daycare, to the schooling system, to a nanny, right, who's like, children have to literally create bonds as babies, infants, little kids to feel safe in the world, to build healthy, safe, secure relationship, we call them. With a babysitter, they can't do this, right? With the school system, they can do this. With in daycare, they can do this. So these children are literally anxious from the get-go, being abandoned by both their parents. That's what it feels like. If you realize, like, so the new data is, if you put a child, this is going to be terrible for some of you listeners, I'm sorry, this is data, is that if you put a child in daycare, a baby, a toddler, an infant in daycare more than 20 hours a week, they feel the damage on their nervous system is the same as being an orphan. An orphan.
Wow.
Abandoned.
Well, that's pretty bleak, because that's what you need to do to survive in this economy. Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced anxiety, stress, or sleepless nights? Then you could benefit from CBD. CBD isn't about what you feel, it's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. Feels is a premium CBD that will help you feel your best. It's hassle-free and delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally supports reducing stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. There's no hangover or addiction. I have a subscription to Feels because it works for me. I have problems sleeping, and I would try several sleep aids until they stop working because my body gets accustomed to it. I also have arthritic pain. What I love about Feels is that I can take it every night
And not only do I fall asleep within 15 minutes, but my body does not get used to it. The bonus is I also feel better with no back pain. Place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. Start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/transform, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/transform to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. As you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. I have personally used LinkedIn's easy job apply links when I was looking for a job. LinkedIn's job made it easy for me to find jobs and apply there right on the spot. If you are an employer, you can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Also, simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you like to interview and hire. Add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/transform. That's linkedin.com/transform to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Want a new podcast to look forward to every week? One that's entertaining, informative, and packed with actionable content? Of course you do. The average podcast listener has 6 shows in rotation, so you're most likely not only listening to the Transform Your Mind podcast. So I'll love to share podcasts to add to your list. The Jordan Harbinger Show, a top shelf podcast named Best in Apple in 2018. Jordan dives into the minds of fascinating people, from athletes, authors, and scientists to mobsters, spies, and hostage negotiators. I really think there isn't a better podcast to listen to casually or seriously to expand your worldview. He's also got a strangely relatable weekly segment called Feedback Friday, where he covers advice on everything from relationships and networking to asking for a raise. You can't go wrong with adding the Jordan Harbinger Show to your rotation. It's incredibly interesting. There's never a dull show. Search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's HARBINGER. An Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, in the olden days, when the man was missing and a woman was home, they can survive on one salary. Now you're right. And, you know, you're from Canada and I'm from Canada right. as well, too. And in Canada, nice. You get over a year maternity. In yep. America, I think they get 3 months. So what you got to do? You got to put your child into daycare.
Well, there's a whole different thing, but yes and no, right? So there's a bunch of ways to do this appropriately or properly if you're going to care for the children first. I'm just going to say, right? There's like, I don't know if we have time to go there, but, you know, there's many, if you go search the myth of the dual provider household, like you don't need 2 salaries. Because if you make the calculations, this is outrageous, by the way, outrageous, because it flies in the face of everything we know, is that mom at work will spend as much money on sitters and car expenses and, you know, the newer car with the insurance and all that stuff. So the second salary covers the expenses of her being out there that she doesn't need if she stays home, if that makes any sense. So the idea of a dual income.
It is true. I mean, my youngest child is 30, so I haven't been in the daycare ward for a while, but I heard it's terrible. All right. So let's fast forward.
Yes.
So what are these? There's a name for these. What are these latchkey kids have to do with the relationship between a man and a woman?
Okay. So.
Right. So let's go there.
So let's put it this way. So when you have children, babies, infants, toddlers, young people, young kids, unable to bond with their own parents, when they feel that their own parents they never got to bond with, they become, we call it anxious as far as in a relationship, anxious or avoidant in relationships. So they've never been bonded to somebody who loves them. So they feel abandoned, like I said, orphans. Mm-hmm. And by the time they get to puberty, right, the anxiety of puberty makes it even worse. And they really become young people who cannot create healthy bonds. They just can't do it. Now, what happens, we talk about gay and lesbian and the new wave. A young girl needs so much nurturing and connection emotionally from the feminine, her mother. The young women who went without being able to bond to their mothers will do it later in life with another woman. That's what's happening. For men, it's a little bit different. For men, it's overly mothered or abandoned, often will have him like kind of turn into the part of them that's missing. So it's not a man and woman thing. It's literally like a bonding thing from the get-go. That's sort of then affecting everybody. Like they don't know how to be in a relationship with another the opposite sex. They're completely blind to this. They'll connect to the closest thing that they know. Okay. Does that make sense?
Well, that's one of the topics I would love to bring you back to discuss
because it's intense.
It's always been an interesting to me, but we're not going to go there on this conversation. Right. Now, you said something else a minute ago that I want to circle back on.
Yep.
You talked about the badass women can't find a man.
Yep.
And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I've actually had conversations with my husband and a few men in my life, but whether this is true or not. But you sound like you have the authority to speak on this. The guy in the podcast said that the woman that's badass immediately gets disqualified because she's going to throw the fact that she makes more money than him in his face, and that emasculates him. Comment on that.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but it's more energetic than that.
Okay.
From my perspective, this is what I do every day with everybody, right?
Right.
So it's not the fact that it's when a woman, if you're going to be a badass and be a pain in the ass about it. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to like kind of, kind of push in my face that you're better than me, that is not the energy that men are looking for to be in a relationship with women, right? That's a man on man, right? I always say, ladies, when you can be badass, but if you're going to throw your balls in my face, we're going to have a problem. And that's what badass do. They're so proud. They put their balls in everybody's face. And they're so proud, which is fine. You can be proud of what you do. But when you lead with that, you're masculine as hell. And you're so masculine, you're actually arrogant a lot of times. And for sure, to the masculine, you're irritating. You're absolutely freaking irritating. If you think men like to be irritated by women, they're not, right? This is not why they want to date you. They want to date you because you're sweet and lovely and warm and feminine and attractive and magnetic, not irritating. Not, you know, pushy, not controlling, not in my face, not sitting there like, go ahead, prove it. Go ahead. Wait, I'm waiting for you to say the wrong thing, right? Like, ladies, what the hell? There's, you know, so my clients, when they get, they find out that men aren't finding him attractive, don't ask them out because they feel completely invisible. I go, honey, it's because your balls are bigger than his. And that's irritating.
That's a perfect way to say that.
Well, it's off-putting. So I said that you can have balls all you want. You need to be masculine to create anything, to make money, to be in the world. I get it. But I say leave him in your desk drawer.
Right.
When you get in the public, you have to be a woman to attract men. Otherwise, you know, they don't see you. You become invisible. You become a source of anxiety.
Right. So the answer to that question is not all women that are making money and are badass. No. It's just the ones that are throwing their balls in the face and leading with that.
Yes, all the time. They do this with women. They do this at work. They do this with men. They think it's cool. And it's cool, but if you're going to drive with this, not one guy, that's not sexy. That's irritating.
Okay. All right. Got you. We're off to a rocking start.
We're rocking. We're rolling.
We're rocking. All right. So as a follow-up to that, so yes. Men don't want women that's got more balls than them. Well, what do they want? I think you mentioned it a minute ago, but maybe you want to, you know, spend some time in it. You said that a man wants a woman that's feminine, a man wants whatever. So let's also touch on equality. Does really a man want a woman that's making as much money as him or whatever? By the way, when I asked my husband that question, he says, oh, I can become a kept man. But you're right. If you're going to throw it in my face, then no. But anyway, yes. Go ahead.
All right. So what's the question again? There was three questions.
What do men want?
Oh, beautiful. That's a big question. All right. So in my world, this is interesting, I think. And most women get in trouble not knowing this, but nobody teaches this. So why would they know? Mm-hmm. Right. Cultural stuff. In my world, you could have a penis and not be a man. You understand? So in my world, there's three types of men. I call them a man, right? They know who they are. They know what to do. They hold themselves accountable for everything. They have character. They have confidence. You can't mess with them. You can't fuck with them. You can't derail them. They're solid. They're strong. They're a little big, a little controlling. Yeah. But those are solid people. You can count on them, all that stuff. The second one is a guy. A guy is masculine enough to have a job, but it's a little job. He's masculine enough to have a car, but it's a little shitty car. He's masculine enough to live not in the basement of his mother's house, but he's got three roommates, no girlfriend. That's silly. So these guys are masculine enough to do life okay, small, but okay. At least, like I said, they're not living in the mother's basement. Except when it comes to women, they're completely passive. They don't know what to do. They don't ask you out. They acquiesce. So what do you want to go for dinner? What kind of movie you want to go see? So do you think this is a good idea?
I hate that kind of man.
Women hate it, right? Because it puts you in the masculine. You want to be with a man who puts you in the masculine by making you make the decisions. But they're raised. These are the guys. This is the trouble again with everything that's happening. We now raise men to be not masculine. Soft, sensitive, passive, and they're toxic. So, you know, we teach them, we shame them out of being masculine and make decisions, make plans, and scoop women up and say, hey, I'm taking you out for dinner, 7 o'clock, put some cute shoes. And by the way, make sure you're comfortable. So we're going to go salsa dancing afterwards. What do you think? Right? We shame them out of this. That's pushy, that's rude, that's leaning on women. Don't you dare. So they don't. So they go, where do you want to go for dinner? What do you think you want to go? What kind of movie you want to go see? So would you think this is a good idea? You know, you think we could go to the beach this weekend? Like, you know, they in the name of being polite, they're irritating the other way, right? So those are guys. The good news about guys is they could be very easily, quickly rehabilitated, I call it. Rehabilitated? What's the damn word? Rehabilitated.
You got it. Thank you. You got it. All right.
There's a little French going
on. That was only two. What's the third one? What's the third type of game, man?
And number three, I call them boys. Boys are passive, feminine. They don't want to work. They want you to work. They're feminists. They're so happy we're not paying for anything. They claim 50-50, but you pay more. They don't want to work. They're allergic to work, right? They're offended when you say, can you just man up? When you ask them, why don't you get a job? They go, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. So they run their lives through their feelings as opposed to their logic, like men do. So they look
so
like
men. You call
them
boys. I thought you were going to go to say that those are the ones that have a penis, but they're like gay. I guess
No. They're boys. They look like men. They're often very pretty because they're feminine. So they want to attract with their bodies and their looks. They're lean. Okay. They're sexy. They have a six pack. They're smooth. They're smooth. They'll tell you everything you want to hear in 3 dates. Oh, I think, you know, I found the one in my life finally. Now that I know, met you, I know what love, true love is. It's just manipulation. Next thing you know, get this. This is always the same story. This is incredibly sick.
I want to introduce you to the amazing beauty brand Thrive Cosmetics, a high-performance beauty and skincare product line made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. I have been using Thrive Cosmetics Brilliant Eye Brightener, Liquid Balm Lip Treatment, and Liquid Lash Extension Mascara, And my Facebook friends have all been commenting how my eyes are popping and how beautiful my lashes looked. And of course, my brilliant smile with the lip treatment. The Liquid Lash Extension Mascara is Thrive Cosmetics' best-selling product with over 20,000 five-star reviews. This ultra-lengthening, eye-opening mascara lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. Thrive Cosmetics' mission is bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes. Now is a great time to get Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/transform. That's thrivecosmetics.com/transform for 15% off your first order.
Welcome to Authenticity Atlas Podcast, where your two hosts, Tati
and Dana. We are two corporate professionals and best friends, and we want to openly share our journeys from living in low self-worth to discovering a life of authenticity and high self-worth.
We talk about all areas of life, such as wellness, spirituality, relationships, astrology, manifestation, and many other topics.
We will be also sharing some of our most intimate and personal stories, so get ready.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is such a great American experience, losing the virginity at the prom night to a prom king.
In a way, like, I started believing that I was crazy and that nobody else would want me, because that's how he kind of made it seem, and I believed him.
The second time around, you pick exactly what you want. So I would like to say that I'm not single. I am in between husbands right now.
Just because I've done bad things before, or what I would consider bad, doesn't mean that I'm a bad person.
I can't wait to share all of these tools with the world. Buckle up and get ready for the ride of your lives on the Authenticity Atlas Podcast.
Luvok Calming Guiding Meditation is the finest app of its kind in your quest for a happier, healthier, and more satisfying life. At Luvo, we strongly believe that life is a priceless gem to be cherished, nourished, and taken care of at all costs. Luvo offers a special patent-pending and uniquely designed meditative experience and contains 7 levels of audio and vibrational frequency to harness your energy and greater control of the mind. Luvo's heart rate monitor, step and water tracker, gratitude and mood checks will optimize your health and well-being. Luvo is more than just an app. It's a lifestyle. And the best thing about Luvo is that it's completely free. Download our app today and start living your best life.
The next thing you know, he says all the right things for the first 5 or 6 weeks. You finally think, oh my God, there's a man I can connect with. He talks, he's sensitive, he listens to me, he's curious about me, he's really connecting. He talks. I knew they could existed. You know, within 6 or 7 weeks, next thing you know, he's like moving to your house because his landlord's a douchebag. He's borrowing your car because he can't afford to fix his piece of shit. You're walking his dog because he won't do it. You're letting him money that he promised to pay back that he never does. You're working 2 jobs while he's sitting on the couch smoking a joint, spooning the dog, writing his music or whatever, right? They don't want to work.
Oh my God, you're talking such truth.
I can actually
think of someone right now that has that kind of relationship. I'm going to send her a copy of this when we're finished.
So that's
amazing. Right. So how do you get out of that? Kick him to the curb?
Well, that would be the first smartest thing to do. Absolutely. So what happened is this. Get here. This is a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing about this whole freaking thing. Is when you masculinize women. Okay, so in nature, and I teach nature, right? Mm-hmm. Nature is all about polarity. Mm-hmm. Opposites attract. We know this about everything, right? Two magnets, mm-hmm. positive, negative, click, right? Trying to push two positive magnets together, right? Whoa, you can't even get to touch. So get this, in nature, the masculine, strong, independent, powerful, you know, conquering, controlling, pushing, biting, fighting, all that stuff attracts the feminine as more passive. Right? Because she's smaller and weaker. It's more passive. She needs a big, strong guy, a big, strong lion, a big, strong whatever. It's the same all over nature, right? Mm-hmm. Every piece, there's a polarity. There's two different pieces of a puzzle that come together to complete a good mm-hmm. dynamic. So get this, nature, it's ridiculous. It is upsetting at the same time. When a woman is more masculine and she's stuck there per her upbringing, per her culture, per her mother saying, you don't need to, you can't depend on men. So make sure you're independent and strong and you get your own because you can't count on them. They're cheater. Any of the cheaters, they're terrible. So when you raise to be masculine, guess what you attract? Boys. So all my clients that are strong, independent, powerful, and they're badasses and they're so proud of it, are in relationship with boys one after the other, and they're in hell, and they wonder, and they think that's man, and that's not. But whatever you're attracting is in the polarity of who you are. So if you want a masculine man, the guy does what every man does properly, per nature, provide, protect, conquer, cherish, gives, right? A woman, it has to be a man, which means you have to be the opposite. You have to be feminine to the core, right? So with my clients, that's what we do. We actually get them from being too masculine and having neglected their feminine. Typically, it's started in childhood. It's always something big in childhood. And we just kind of recalibrate them here. So they could be this at work. We don't dismantle this. It could be powerful and beautiful. We don't undo this. We just bring this up.
And how do you get them to do that? What do you tell them to do to become more feminine?
Beautiful question. You go, girl. You work me up.
Because you know something? You know, I've never thrown my stuff in anybody's face, and I don't say that I have balls or whatever, but I'm an independent woman. And, you know, a lot of sometimes men would go, I've had cheaters in my life, and you know who they go for? They go to those very feminine women that say, how high do you want me to jump? How high should I jump? So I'm interested in this answer.
And it goes right back, again, not my opinion, nature.
Right.
Nature. Okay, so how do you get a woman to be more feminine? Because rather simple, and it's individual for all, and there's plenty of layers. There's layers in this, and the more you do it, the more you could practice it, and the more, like anything else, you could move yourself, practice yourself, create new habits for that energy. But get this, to be masculine, here we go. You ready? To be masculine is to be in your head. To be feminine is to be in your heart and your body. So masculine women, badasses, are all stuck in their freaking heads. And in that, everything warm, radiant, lovely about them is out the window. By the way, men live in their heads, but not in our hearts, naturally, right? We have to be logical and conquerors and fighters. We can't think about how it feels. We just go get shit. We get it done. It doesn't matter how it feels. It needs to be done. How many times have you heard a man say this? Who cares how you feel? It has to be done, right? That's man. That's the logical of man. We don't live in their heart, right? So masculine is from the head, feminine is from the heart. So when a woman's stuck in her head for her raising, her mother, her culture, whatever the hell, right? Two things. First, it's very confusing for a woman to be stuck in her head because your natural divine guiding system, your radar is in your gut. Your divine radar is in your gut. A woman who's feminine and lives in her body, not in her head, knows when something is weird. Senses, this isn't right. Senses, something's going on here. You have access to knowing things without having any idea why you know it, right? This is because your gut is connected to your body and you know shit that you're not supposed to know.
Right.
my girlfriend is pregnant. What? I've heard that. I've had that happen. I just, my girlfriend's pregnant. How do you know? I just know it. Like, she hasn't talked to, I haven't talked to her in 3 weeks. So she's pregnant. Call the girlfriend. Is there anything you want to tell me? What do you mean? Are you pregnant? Oh my God, how do you know? Anyway, so in, that's instinct, right? So feminine, you have more neurotransmitter in your gut than in your head. We, males, have more neurotransmitters in our heads than in our gut. So we, again, we're perfectly met, you know, made to fit. So for a woman to be more feminine, out of your head into your body, out of your head into your body. How do you do this? Anything
so that means, so does that translate? They have to be more sexy?
No, not necessarily. It's about how you feel. Anything that makes you feel good, will slip you out of your head.
And I guess anything if you feel sexy, then that's it too.
If you feel sexy, you're sexy. Get this, but get, if you feel good, I feel good. Everybody around you feels good. If you're angry, everybody gets away from you.
Right.
Yeah, people plug into your energy, right? If you feel sexy, you're sexy, regardless of what you, you know, your body's like. If you feel, if you're sexy, you're sexy, right? So it's the energy, it's the energy you emit in how you feel. So if you're in your head like a man, you're disconnected from your feelings, you're disconnected from your body. You basically are a cold stone in our presence. You get down in your body, you connect with your femininity, your essence, you have it, you're a woman, you have it, it's in there. And then it might have been neglected, but it's in there. When you cultivate this, your nervous system calms down and you get to like breathe a little. And it's one of the ways you take three breaths. You'll slip out of your head. You're all uptight at work. You're getting tense. Breathe. Right? Anything that makes you feel good. You go to the coffee room on your break and you talk to everybody there. The connection to the feminine is soothing. Connection, community. Breathe, right? Not isolation and badass and pushing and you know what I mean? That doesn't do it. It dismantles you. So anything that feels good and in all kinds of habits throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, getting your hair done, your nails done is one, but that's once every few weeks. That's not good enough. So every single day, find ways. I teach my clients to start their days into their bodies. Meditation, affirmations, gratitude rituals takes 10 minutes, right? You know, and then intentions for the day. I want to work well, but I want to be efficient, but gentle on myself. I don't want to beat myself up. I want to work at an easy pace. Everything to keep herself to go into anxiety, stress, and we call it being adrenalized. Women, when they're stressed out, when they're at work and there's pressure to compete, to control, to fight, to be in the world, they become adrenalized. And this is where the buzzing of anxiety that we feel that's so uncomfortable. So to get back into feminine is anything that brings you back into your body and makes you feel good. And the more you feel good, the more you'll find yourself wanting to stay there and stay there. And it becomes
and the man is attracted to it because of
and
the
instantly,
polarity.
Right, I like and that. It's instantly, right. And all of a sudden man's like, good morning. And you go, what?
I like that. Well, I do that in spades. I spend about, you know, from 7 to probably 11 every day in my body, in my feelings and meditating and doing all that stuff. So that's
beautiful,
great.
Beautiful.
All right. So now, before we got on a recording, you said that that you could be controversial. Now you said something that I want you to expand because I know your answer is going to be controversial. You said that early sex kills the building of a healthy long-term love relationship.
Absolutely.
And of course, the girls my age, I don't know about the ones now, the girls my age were always told by their grandparents, don't give it away. If the guy's got the cow, you wouldn't get the milk or whatever. And we've all been taught that we shouldn't. You're like that one. We all been taught that. But now it's a totally different world out there. Mm-hmm. You know, every single movie that I watch, as soon as they meet up, the next moment they're in bed.
In bed.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, is the movies fueling this thing where nobody keeps it in their pants?
All right, that's another long one. A little bit. I'm going to try to keep it short, but it's a long one because it takes all the details to get it. Otherwise you don't get it. Then it's sort of a theoretical reason, but it's not. Again, it's nature. It's nature all over again. It's nature. Right. So Where do I start? Let me see. I'm trying to take the shortcut here because it takes 40 minutes to get there if you let me go. Seriously, right. is that tedious? Is ABC to it that's incredibly accurate and factual and natural? But in a nutshell, let me see if I can start short. You know, a woman's body and her sexuality is her currency. Back in the days, right, men went to work, build their character, build their businesses, build their finances, build the world. So they were adequate, right? But they would compete against each other to be the biggest alpha male, right? Because the guy who's got more resources has more choices with the ladies, right? So to women, power is attractive. That's why older men become more attractive on some level, because they have more power. They have more resources. They have more assets. They have more resources, all right? So that's sexy to a woman. Nature, right? For men, it's a young body, plump with a full of estrogen because it makes good babies. Nature. Call it whatever you want. It's nature. Blame God. Not me. I'm just calling it. I'm just a messenger. So back in the days, women would say no to sex before marriage, and men had to build themselves up to be competitive enough to be the chosen one by a good woman who was virtuous. And we'd go, this guy's got his shit together. This guy could, you know, make a living. This guy could provide for me and our offspring. You know, he goes to work. He's got character. He knows who he is. He's solid, right? That's a good man. So she would let herself be wooed by him, but they would not cross the line into sexuality until he was committed, because that's her currency, right? You want a good woman, you got to be a good man, right? When you throw that out the window, this is part of what's happening in our culture. Again, not my opinion, just facts, right? Mm-hmm. When women give away their bodies for a dollar and two biscuits, I'm just going to say that's my way of saying for nothing, right? You meet a guy, you date a guy once, twice, three times. He likes you, you like him. Let's roll. The mistake there is women think that starts intimacy. The reality is for men, that kills it. Hello. Mm-hmm. Why does it kill it? Because in nature, he has to prove himself that he's a good guy, that he's got character. He's got to impress her that he's got the mojo to be a good man. And that's how he gets picked, from the effort that he put in from his entire life to the efforts towards her. If he has to do nothing but buy you dinner three times for you to put out, he's thinking, I can't trust this chick. Now, again, this is not a thought process. It's a limbic brain. This is lizard brain going, I can't trust this chick because she'll go with anybody. I didn't have to do anything. Are you with me? Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happens. That is
instinct.
A true fact.
That is instinct. Right. So you could be, you know, liberated or woke all you want. Nature still wins. So what happened is you put out with man quickly, thinking you're starting something. Get this. This is more data. Let's say you meet a guy and you know him for 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks, three dinners, spend a couple $100, right? And you like him. Right? The moment you sleep together, this is insane to not know. This is what you'd be teaching in school, by the way. Not the shit they're doing right now. Excuse my French. But when a man likes you, let's see. A man cannot get invested emotionally past the first lay. So if he likes you this much in 3 weeks, the moment you sleep with him, it stops, and he cannot get invested in you any further. It stops is emotional investment. So this is why it doesn't go anywhere. So what's happening now in our culture, women put out because it's fun, not knowing this, ignoring nature and 2.5 million years of evolution, because I could track it all the way back to caveman, by the way. This is where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Another good story, if you want to really peel it apart. It's fantastic. Yeah. But so women give it everything that's natural. So man want sex, of course. Men always want sex because that's actually how we get out of our heads. Hello. This is how we get out of our heads. The only thing we're present is when we're body to body. We use our bodies to get to our feelings. You have to feel comfortable to open up to sex. Men have to use their bodies to get to their feelings. So men always want sex for that reason, out of our heads, present, you know, like feeling something as opposed to being trapped in my head. So men always want sex, but as soon as they get it, you fall off. So here's the line. Are you ready? Here's the line. Men marry virtue, not vaginas.
Love that.
No amount of sex has ever convinced a man to commit to a woman. That's not it. It's the actually opposite.
Wow.
It's a virtuous woman.
You think that's
woman.
Happening now in this culture?
What? It's rare.
No, I mean that men marry virtue instead of vagina because that's almost everybody is sleeping with each other in 3 weeks.
I know. That's why nobody is getting married. Because man instinctively, again, lizard brain, man go, I can't really trust this chick. I'm having fun with her. And get this, you can only have fun sex, like just fun with your bodies, not
right.
emotions.
Let me interrupt that one because
brilliant.
I've heard that men don't trust a chick if he sleeps with her on the first date. I think that they're right. almost expecting to sleep with you after 3 weeks.
I know. That's 60 years of feminism. Okay. Right, you could change the rules. It destroys the ending the same. You make that a new normal. That's fine, but it's still not working. That's my point. That's it's never going to work. It's never worked. It never worked then, and now it's worse than ever because everybody thinks it should work, and it's the worst. That's why nobody's getting married because everybody's doing that. And the guys are like, "Well, she's fun, but I can't trust her. She's fun, but and they sleep around." Like again, you could only a relationship based on sex only. You can only last 3 years maximum. Yeah. Plenty of data on this.
Yes.
Not a lifetime. If you want something a lifetime,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not how you do it. So, and it's I teach you how to do it. Right. We don't have time for
so
this.
The men are still looking for virtue. Interesting.
Their instinct, their instinct, their DNA, nature is calling for virtue. They can't trust the chick they can't trust. If they can't trust, get this. Because to get married, right? Getting married is like a huge deal for a man because I'm taking on your life and the life of the children, right? I got to kill myself. I'm accountable. I do, you know, it's a big freaking deal. So why would I build something? The short of it is I cannot build a life for the woman I can't trust.
You can't trust.
Because if she's one of those, I can't trust. Why would I spend my life working to keep her if she's going to turn around and sleep with a gardener when I'm not there? That's what he thinks.
That is, you're actually, you know, very right.
Nature.
You know, I'm actually accessing my data now as you're talking, and you're very right. Now, I didn't think that's what's going on now. I didn't think that the reason that men and women are not connecting because, you know, you hear all of them. Why can't I find a woman? Why can't I find a wife? The woman is saying, why can't I find a husband?
I know.
Why can't I get a relationship? And they're going on the, you know, they're going
the online
apps. Sites and everybody is going looking and everybody's looking, but nobody's connecting.
I
couldn't figure out what the problem is.
You get it now?
You're right. It's nature.
You can go against nature all day long. We do it all the time. There's a price to pay. And there it is, right in your face. Nobody can get it together. Nobody knows why. You're going against nature. Again, call it old school. Call it, you know, stereotypical. Call it whatever. Call it, blame God, right? It's 2.5 million years of genetic engineering. And genetic. It's not engineering. It's genetic. It's evolution, period. This is how culture was created. Men and women come together to build healthy families. That's the culture. Yeah. You take that apart, look around.
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely want to invite you back to expand on that. But for now, all right. So we're almost to the end of our time together today.
Yes,
so
darling.
Tell us about your Project Equinox coaching, because I'm telling you from where I sit, that is bloody fantastic. I love your work.
Thank you. No, it's really fun because, you know, my clients say like you're the first one who could put it in words that I get it and I can actually go do it per what you're teaching me. I could do this when I understand what works for him, what he's looking for instinctively. Because man can't explain these things. They just react to them.
Right.
It's not a thought process. Again, because it's a DNA thing. It's a genetic thing. It's a wiring thing. It's evolution. So when you break it down and a girl goes, oh, that's all I have to do. They go do it and it happens. And the good news is not both of you in a couple needs to know this. As long as one understands this, the other one instinctively responds. So that's some good stuff, right? That's really, really easy. So Project Equinox is my work. Is I teach men and women, men, women, women. It's the same thing, by the way. It's not a gender thing. It's an energy thing, a polarity thing. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you make that? How do you really understand polarity and why it's working and how it's the essence of everything starts with that in nature in every way for every species? What does that mean exactly? What's that look like? You know, which do you want to be? You want to be the man? You want to be the girl? Because sometimes the woman is more masculine, you know, and the man's more feminine. That works, but they don't last for 30 years. Those last about 10 years. Interesting to know. So if you want something more solid, again, you want to realign more with nature. What does that mean? Does that mean, you know, and people will say this to me and I get really irritated because women say, oh, so you want us to like dumb it down and, you know, wiggle our asses like Marilyn Monroe? Is that what I said? Is this what I said?
I like that's that one.
But that's not what I said. I'm talking about more that there's a way to be masculine. There's a way to be powerful feminine nowadays without being masculine. You have to be at work, but there's a way of dancing back and forth. In my world,
I love your comment about balls. Your balls can't be bigger than mine. I know. I'll stick with that.
It's right. And by the way, you know, what's irritating about it is your balls are fake, mine are real. So let's go back to nature. All right. Let's bring it back to nature. But that's the dance. So you have to be masculine to be at work. You have to stop being masculine when you're not at work and actually nurture that side of you. So this is what I'm saying. In my world, a true badass, this is a badass in my world. Not a chick who makes money, who's alone in the world complaining about men. A true badass is a woman who knows how to be masculine when it's appropriate. And when that's done, knows how to be feminine the rest of the time. Right. That's a badass. You could do both, right? But typically, we're just do only one and we get stuck there. That's more normal because we don't know. We just get going and we do what.
You don't know how to be a chameleon.
Right. You do one thing and, you know, you say, this is who I am. Well, this is who I am and not be appropriate. You know, we need both sides of you to show up for both men and women, by the way. We both have masculine and feminine side of us. You have to calibrate it for the life that you want. If you want to be cherished as a woman, then you're going to want to have a real man attracted to you, which means you can't you can't show up with your balls. I keep saying this, but it's a perfect metaphor, right?
I love it. I learned so much from you. This is amazing. I learned some, and I'm taking notes. You know what I mean?
And get this in 45 minutes.
I try to be feminine because I understand that, and you know, I try to give my man respect because I thought that that's
that's another one.
What was
that's that? Another one. That's another one. Respect. You ladies, you know how men always hurt your feelings, right? Like, and we have no intentions to, but you think it's insane that we don't know that we're hurting your feelings because it's so obvious to you. Okay. Well, the flip side that you don't know is that you ladies constantly disrespect us and you have no idea you're doing it.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the work that I do, right? I bring the awareness, like, you know, how do you cherish a woman? How do you apologize when you hurt her feelings? Because men don't typically, good men, which is 97% of men, I never want to hurt my wife's feelings. I don't want her to be angry at me, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want that. So when it happens, it's never my intention. Right. But men have a very, very hard time apologizing for something they haven't meant to do. Mm-hmm. So men don't apologize if that wasn't their intention. It's very, very difficult. So I have to teach them that. It doesn't matter if they didn't mean to. You hurt her feelings. So you could say, I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? Like, fix it, right? But they can't fix something with it. But I didn't mean it. It's not my fault, right? Yes, and who cares, right? So, and again, you ladies disrespecting us left, right, center constantly, and you have no idea. All you go is like, what's wrong with him? I was just trying to help him. No, disrespectful.
Yeah,
and you don't know. Yeah. You don't mean to. Like, we don't mean to hurt you, but you do.
Disrespectful, the disrespect part, I understand a little bit because I know that,
it's
very easy to do. Yeah,
but you don't know what it looks like, it sounds like for us. So you do it and you go, what the hell's wrong with him? Well, you just pick that nerve. I'm just saying.
That's awesome.
So that's what Project Winux is.
You need to write a book. You have a book yet?
I have two in my head. One on raising children because I did it. I did it. My theory turned out fantastic. So that one, and a book on this. Actually, I'd rather have a TV show because it's easy to teach. It's fun live. I think it gets questions. And
that's think you should. This is good stuff.
That's my mission in life. Yeah, my mission in life is my God calling is to help recalibrate the culture into what works as opposed to this lemon they sold everybody that we think is better and right. It's not. It doesn't work at all.
That's so awesome.
By the way, I have a gift for your listeners. Do we have time?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you go to anybody listening, if you're curious about what I do, if you want to talk to me directly, I create a landing page, www.andregroupcoaching.com.
Sorry, say that again.
Andre, my name, groupcoaching.com.
Okay.
It takes you to a landing page. There's a calendar there, my calendar, and you could book an hour. I call it an exploratory call with me. It's on me. It's a $400 call. I give it to you for free. People that are curious and courageous, because it's unnerving to think of talking to some guy about your personal life, but it's, you know, and what I do is we peel the onion back on, you know, where you're stuck, you know, typically it's something that happened in childhood. For most of us, nobody gets out of childhood unscathed. So between the age of 5 and 11, all of us have injuries on our hearts. I'm not good enough. I'm never going to amount to anything. Men are dangerous. People are dangerous. Life is terrible. You know, I shouldn't be here, whatever. So these things that we forgot again.
Well, right? I will tell you that one thing that my grandmother told me that has probably played a lot in my life. She told me that men are like cow down, hard on top and soft in the bottom. And that...
That's true. That is true, by the way.
That is probably playing in me because
it is for guaranteed.
I have turned out to be true in so many times.
It's actually a fact. Now, that's not a bad judgment. That's not a decision, right? But you have something, we all have something about I'm not good enough. Men are dangerous. People are dangerous. The world is unsafe, whatever, right? So these are the things that turn women into masculine women. These are the things that keep men from becoming men and staying boys. So if anybody's curious why you're like this, what is it you don't understand about you? Mm-hmm. That call, we go and I'm really good. In 15 minutes, we're there. We peel the onion back to the moment when that happened. You'll remember the decision. And then instead of what's wrong with me, how come I can't ever find, you go, oh, damn, that's why.
Reason.
And then like knowing the reason, it's kind of a relief. So we learn what happened. Now we're here. And I go, what's the dream? You want partnership? You want marriage? You want children? What do you want? Right, you tell me what you want, and then I can explain to you the different ways that I do that to help. So it's a call, whether we work together or not. That call is amazing.
Free. Well, yeah, it's a free strategy call. You know, yeah. A lot of coaches do it, so that's amazing. So let me give them to them again. It's going to be www.andre, which is Andre groupcoaching.com.
That's it.
And is that correct? Right.
Yep.
That and was correct, right, Andre?
That's correct.
That's great. Okay. All right. And I will have a transcript of my conversation with Andre on the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. And I would also have a link to this site, just in case you guys missed it. So Andre, wow. Powerful, powerful conversation.
It's fun because it's.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so thrilled. I can't wait for this to be live so that, you know, I can share it to, you know, my audience, because there is a, you know, anyone that's in a relationship that is unhealthy or anyone that's in not in a relationship at all, it's going to make them start to think. And thinking and awareness, which is what your strategy call is doing, awareness is the first step to changing anything.
Absolutely.
So that's beautiful. And I personally learned, you know, how I can be a little bit more feminine, because, you know, I'm badass. I mean, I don't have balls around that I walk around and throw it in my husband's face, but I think that I'm doing stuff. And, you know, I've always been an independent woman, but I've learned from you how to dial it down.
Nice. When it's appropriate, you know what I mean? Which is with your man,
down,
or your loved one. With your many loved ones, dial the stuff down.
You dial it down.
It doesn't help you. Right? It doesn't help you. It makes you irritable. For both sides.
So that's beautiful. I always like to learn something. Well, listen, I mean, it has been a pleasure. And I'll contact you. Like you said, people always want you to come back. Now, I want you to come back to expand on this polarity thing. because I think it's a big one. So I will contact you and we will do this again.
Now, also, if you want, I know, so I'm also on Instagram at Project Equinox. At Project Equinox. I have a free Facebook private group, 1800 women. That's also, I'm going to send you email. There's the links. There's all the links are below. So I have a private group. So you get the ladies just get it, asked to come in and we let them in, but you have to be, you have to ask. Right. It's called Dating and Relationship Insights, where I post every day and I have three things.
What's the group called?
It's called Dating and Relationship Insights.
Okay.
But there's a few of those with that name. So the link will get you right to it. And again, I post, I teach for free on there a couple times a month. I have a private group paid as well, but this one is free. I have a private group and I have like different Andre Project Equinox with Andre Parody is my page on Facebook. It's all there, you'll see. So just Google my name and you'll find me on that.
So let me spell your name for anyone that's listening. It's Andreparadis. It's pronounced Paradi, but it's spelt like Paradis.
Right, Paradis. So I always say paradise without the E.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Right. All right. Awesome, guys. Well, listen, thank you so much for tuning in. This is what I do. I love to bring you exciting guests like Andre that's going to teach you something so that you can transform your mind. And when you transform your mind, you will transform your life. Today, we were talking about transforming your mind on relationships. What makes them work? What makes it doesn't work? Whether you're lucky enough to have one or whether you're looking for one, this is information that will help you. So it definitely helped me. And, I've been married for 15 years and I learned a few things. So so thank you guys for tuning in. Andre, thank you so much for being a guest on the show and definitely bringing it.
My pleasure.
Any last words before we wrap up?
Actually, I just want to remind, I have, we've been going on virtuous for the past couple of years because of COVID. So, but I have a live event here in Los Angeles on May 21st. It's a half day event here in Los Angeles. And it's called The Dance of Relationships. So it's a combination of lecture, teach some of this stuff. And we're also going to teach a segment about dancing because the dynamic between dancing and relationships are the metaphors are fantastic. So have an experience of that viscerally, putting somebody in your arms and notice how you react, because how you react with somebody in your arms is how you react in your relationships. So it's going to be a fantastic thing. So May 21st in Los Angeles, if you search on... Actually, I could send you a link as well that you could post. Tickets are really cheap. It'll be virtual as well, so people can watch from abroad. But if you're in the space, some people are flying to LA. Some of my clients are flying to Los Angeles to spend the weekend just to spend to be there live. So, if you're in the country, you could fly in and spend the weekend in LA and learn some stuff and meet face to face.
Yes. Okay.
So I'll send you the link as well if you can share. Yeah.
It's gonna be really fun. I love that. All right. So we've got several ways that we can connect with Andre after this. And if you head over to the show page, blog.myhelps.us, you'll see all the links there, including the Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. Handles, right? Yeah. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio podcast, television show. I love you guys and love you, Andre. Thank you for sharing. Until next time, namaste.